Hey everyone, welcome to More Than Meets These Guys. We are here tonight, Boo and I, to go over a spoiler extra episode of the Energon Universe's G.I. Joe number 6. And this actually plays in well to our usual show standards because spoilers, there's something really cool in the issue about that. So, welcome, Boo.
Welcome. Howdy.
Yeah, man, yeah, the G.I. Joe comic's been really good. I like how everything's fitting together in this Energon universe.
Yeah, I would say I haven't seen anything bad in the Energon universe yet. I've
At
enjoyed
all.
all of it.
Void Rivals. By the way, since this is a spoiler-heavy episode, you've been warned. The end of this episode, there's a little preview to the next Void Rivals number 19. And guess who is on the cover of that preview? Our
Who could it
boy.
be?
Our boy with a wife and kids who's got to he's got to take care of.
You
So,
know, nothing can stop that chastity belt.
here's hope we
Except
see a
for the
little.
chastity belt itself, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's that. The cover of this is really cool, though. It's got those typical, very much, I guess, Cobra throne, like the big Cobra throne. It
Yeah.
literally is a Cobra head on as a back. And I really like the Cobra Commander outfit in these books. It looks very. I don't know if it looks very a French Revolution coat
Yeah, I was
and
gonna say it's very revolutionary.
very free, yeah, revolutionary style. And he's using a saber on the cover, by the way. So there you go. There's another extra.
Yeah.
So really cool looking aesthetics completely with Cobra Commander. And man, I gotta start off saying I didn't realize that Duke and Cobra Commander have nearly never met because you think about it, and this is like typical fodder. They've really drawn this out.
Yeah, so far he's been like the shadow leader.
Yeah, the last issue, number 5 of G.I. Joe, was really good. Where they basically go to rescue Clutch and Clutch rescues them. They all are trying to stop this this bomb thing that is going on with was it the Mars research?
Yeah, it's Mars research. It's a was it a mind bomb or something like that? Brain
Yeah,
bomb, something like that.
essentially, it's a bomb that's supposed to turn people within a 5-mile radius into loyal Cobra subjects.
Yeah, and they've got it in Washington, D.C., so they're basically going to turn the entire U.S. government into Cobra subjects.
Which is a very classic Cobra plot, but it's a lot more, I don't know, a lot more cutthroat it feels. So really cool.
I was almost expecting Dr. Mindbender to show up at some point.
I'm still not convinced he won't because of something like this.
Yeah.
The Dr. Monev, is that his name?
Yeah.
Dr. Monev, who he throws into this machine. I thought he was going to get scarred and come out looking like Dr. Mindbender.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that.
Well, they seem to be sticking to their actual names on like the file card, so
Yeah.
I looked up like Dr. Mindbender's real name and yeah, it wasn't Monev, so I was like, ah, so this is a red herring.
They've dropped a lot of little clues all in the ish these issues going up to this.
Oh, yeah.
Between the Cobra Commander issues, the Duke issues, the G.I. Joe issues, there's been so many just callbacks and so many references, and obviously Void Rivals and everything else. But yeah, man, I wouldn't mind. I'm not a G.I. Joe collector. I wouldn't mind having a classified, G.I. Joe classified version of this Cobra Commander. With this coat and everything.
Oh yeah.
He looks really cool.
It's really funny the way they've got these laid out because the stuff happening on Earth is very, G.I. Joe season one, Transformers season one type stuff.
It is. Even like think
Or
about
season two, yeah.
G.I. Joe season one had a lot to do with like because there it, season one's essentially a bunch of like
The mini series.
yeah, miniseries is like this is the one that where they God, do you remember the one? It was like the Fatal Fury furries.
Fatal Furry, or yeah,
Fatal,
wait.
yeah. They
Yeah,
went to
Fatal
the
Furries.
space station. It was
Yeah.
the Fatal Furries. Yeah, those little cute little things
Fatal
that you can.
Fluffies. Is
Fatal
that right?
Fluffies.
Is that right?
Yes, Fatal Fluffies is it.
Yeah.
And they did some sort of, I think it was like a chime or electric signal, and they all transformed into big slave driving bio.
Yeah, they went from Care Bears to Inhumanoids.
Yeah, they kind of remind me of Oh man, what's a good way to put this? I mean, they look like extras from a He-Man or a Thundercats episode,
I was gonna
honestly.
say, yeah, they look like they could have been mutants from
Yeah,
Thundercats.
100%. So they did a lot of the stuff, and they really in season one of G.I. Joe, which there are so many episodes of G.I. Joe.
Oh yeah, like Pyramid of Darkness and the
Oh
Mass
yeah.
Device and all that, yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoy the classic Baroness with the green shades, the Pyramid of Darkness Baroness.
Yeah.
Really good stuff. But yeah, so we're going right into this where Cobra Commander says, like, I know you, Duke, or Conrad Hauser. You should worry, don't worry about the guy sitting in the chair, worry about me. I know everything about you. We're not that much different. And he starts doing the whole thing where we've had similar I don't know, similar paths to get here.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things where the enemy tries to say, like, oh, you're not so different, you and I.
He's pulling a Thulsa Doom on him.
He is.
Yeah.
He is. And I'm here for it, man. This is great. You give a quick recap, including Starscream smashing the human pilot in his hands and
Oh yeah,
everything.
big double-sided page too.
Oh yeah, it's a good splash page. It's very, very classic, like X-Men double splash page kind of style.
Yeah, it's showing the parallels, Duke saluting to the generals and Commander in front of Galobulus.
100%. Even like
Yeah.
the bandaged look, and then you have Duke with the long hair looking just like ragged out. All of that. It is a very much a here's where we're how we're so alike. But
They got the smiley face helmet in there too, which is always
they
one of my
do. Where
favorites.
I'm like,
Yeah. On the right side in the middle.
oh, that's great. Anyways, then Duke, of course, like, we're nothing alike. And essentially, this is just Cobra Commander monologuing so he can keep Duke, wondering what's going on. And he does this whole thing where he, hits a lever and the elevator goes up. And I mean, basically, he's like, hey, I'm going to escape now. This bomb's going to go off and you're hosed, man. We're going to make all these loyal followers to Cobra. Their minds are going to be changed. And so he's Duke's like, deactivate it now. He's like, well, it turns out I have a failsafe involved here, but it's going to take killing Dr. Manev.
Yeah, and people that are at the epicenter of the blast, it'll kill them. It
Yeah.
won't change them into Cobra agents. They just die.
But a 5 mile radius, they'll all become loyal subjects. So,
Yeah.
Washington, D.C., if you've ever been there, is not that big. So,
So he's gonna have everybody in Cobra.
Congress is going to be Cobra. I mean, not that far off, but and he says, like, hey, I've got a choice. There's a glimmer of hope. I found an enemy worthy of a challenge, but you've got to kill that good doctor. He's like, I won't do this. He's like, well, fine, this is the end then, goodbye. And Duke does something I didn't is very unlike the classic Duke. He just starts laying into Cobra Commander, firing off rounds.
Oh yeah, he told him, "Don't go.
Yeah,
I'll shoot." And he
and
was
he
like, "No, you
did.
won't."
It
And
wasn't
he
just a
did.
bluff. I really like that. And basically, shoots away Cobra Commander's hand, and Cobra Commander has his gun, his Energon gun thing at hand. Almost like God, what's a good way to put it? Has a very like has a very Iron Man kind of thing, like repulsor thing in his palm.
Yeah, well,
Does.
they destroy his glove, and you see there's
Yeah.
like robotic prosthetics underneath.
Yeah. Which kind of makes you wonder what more we don't know about Cobra
Well, because
Commander.
you look like it looks like he doesn't have a hand at all, like it's just attached to the nub.
It is.
Yeah.
Kind of curious about that. So
He's been
they're
putting
basically.
pieces of Megatron on himself because that stuff is forbidden in Cobra Law.
They're shooting each other. They just almost like they're like 20 feet away from each other, just opening fire on each other. And there's this little thing in the bottom that says G.I. Joe must not escape. So we go right to where Destro is chasing down the Baroness Clutch. His name is Risk. I forgot.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Risk.
Risk. And who else is there? Stalker. They realize they're trying to get away from the Cobra, and Destro is one of my favorite Cobra vehicles. It's that single seater, tiny helicopter. It wasn't a Fang. The Fang was the like glider thing. I can't remember what it was called. It's a small black helicopter. I loved it. It was just fun vehicle stuff. No canopy. You're just flying in the air with like in a seat. He's chasing him down, trying to like knock him out of the sky. And he has this whole moment where he's like, no one attacks Laird Destro. I love it. And Destro is
I like how
slow.
he's using the Scottish Lord, named
Yes,
it
Laird
Laird.
Destro.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the Fang, right? The
The
helicopter?
Fang, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I love that helicopter so much. I used to have that. I love the Trouble Bubble, the Fang, all those things. I love the little Cobra vehicles. They're great.
Well, that was the biggest draw, I think, in the G.I. Joe toy line was
Yeah.
the vehicles.
Yeah, well, definitely that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Duke, the Clutch is, and I like Clutch in this. Clutch is a great character in these books. He's been undercover with Cobra for a while, so he's like he's telling the Baroness, you got to go back. She's like, are you nuts? It's because Duke would do it for you. She's like, yeah, because he's a fool. And yeah, and he pulls out the full name thing, Baroness Anastasia. I never took you for a quitter. Sorry, I had to do Clutch voice. And then she looks at him and like Destro's like, what are they? And she flips backwards and she's crazy. Ah, I love that. That was fantastic.
Right.
And they're all they're what's the name? Chameleon is the Destro's girlfriend here.
Yeah.
He's Destro, my love for Cobra Commander. My love Cobra Commander activated the brain bomb. We need to get as far away from that it as we can. And Destro's like, wait a second, they all just went back. I'm good. We're good. We're just let's go meet in Springfield. We'll be fine. They went the radio dark. So, they don't show up on any, I guess radios anywhere.
Right.
And yeah, man, Cobra Commander is just like laying into Duke with he's got it looks like Iron Man's like
His
repulsor
repulsor.
beams.
Yeah.
Just firing off at Duke and Duke, to his credit, doesn't really care. He just runs right up on
Well, it looks like Duke's running serpentine if you look at the way he's positioned from
Yes,
panel to panel. Yeah.
he is. They love their action shots in the G.I. Joe book. When Baroness was getting onto the helicopter, she was doing this like ha thing, like with like the way he's posing, running towards Cobra Commander.
Right.
It looks like he actually had his knife broken, probably from the repulsor beams.
Yeah.
But he body checks Cobra Commander pretty heavily. And Cobra Commander tries to reach up and fire at him, but he steps on his hand. And which is a really, once again, not your dad's Duke. He puts a gun straight at Cobra Commander's face mask and opens fire, empties a clip. And the clip backfires because I guess he's got a bulletproof mask.
Well, first it just clicks, like it
Yeah.
doesn't fire, and then it fires.
Yeah.
So,
I like the action shot of the slide going back and the round coming out.
I just had like an Elmer Fudd moment there. I was like, "No more bullets," and oh wait, one bullet left.
Yeah. And so Duke it ricochets and shoots Duke through the chest and
Yeah.
Commander gets up, holding a hand to him, says, like look, you missed Sadie, you lost Duke. Maybe you should run away and fight another day, but and Duke says, I don't need to beat you. I just need you to keep you near that bomb long enough so it goes off and you die too. And Cobra Commander says, like, dude, I'm not afraid to die, man. I've not done my thing. But, Cobra
Yeah,
Commander.
he's basically teasing him. Well, then you're gonna miss all the fun you've started.
Yeah. And Cobra Commander does the one thing that Duke wouldn't do and just shoots Dr. Manev.
Yeah.
And,
Well, he hit Cobra Commander in his weak spot, the FOMO.
yep.
Yep.
And Cobra Commander's like, I'm not dying here, man. And he's like, hey, I warned you, man. Turning up the bomb meant a sacrifice. Duke, pulls on you bastard kind of stuff. And Cobra he swings at the Cobra Commander, and Cobra Commander pulls out a saber, man, like a freaking Civil War style saber, and slashes Duke across the chest.
Yeah, he's already been shot in the shoulder,
Yep.
so
Slashes him across chest, and Cobra Commander's like, hey, man, you forced my hand. He opens the machine and pulls something round out of there. And they really don't. You see the reflection of his faceplate is really nice the way they do that. And he says, like, look, you should have run like your team did. And Duke's like, no, they only ran because I ordered them, but they're terrible at following orders. So you see the helicopter show back up.
Well, what he did there with that picture where he's holding the round thing, it's a inversion of that M.C. Escher drawing where he's holding the mirrored orb and sees his
Oh,
face
that's
in the mirror
kind of
orb.
cool.
This one, you've got a mirrored face holding the orb.
Nice.
Reflected, it's reflected in the face, not in the orb.
But there's this whole thing with a silhouette with them. They're kind of a they have a very bled out look because there's no colors except for a silhouette of the two of them.
Yeah.
Luckily they don't listen to me. And Kirk Commander, the only thing he says, all right, no, indeed. That was fun. We'll look forward to our battles together. He walks off the roof.
Yeah. At first, when it did that, it reminded me of the old Blackthorn 3D comics.
He's just like, all right, that's cool. He basically puts his hands on his pockets and walks off the roof of this place. And yeah, they pulled Duke out of there. We go to the suburbs where they're all in this little suburb house. All the people we know from Cobra. They're like, all the Mars industries have been compromised. We had nothing to show for it. Basically, like Destro's mad. Like, you exposed us all. We didn't get anything for it. He's like, Cobra Commander's like, not really, man. Look, we tested our new weapons, we tested our troops, and we've shown that the world that we are to be feared. So honestly, there's a lot of wins here, man. A
Yeah, they
lot of
got to see who
W's.
would be coming up against them.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I really like this dynamic of this more cutthroat Cobra Commander too, because Destro gets in his face, he starts threatening him. All the Cobra Commander does is puts his hand on his chest because Destro knows. He's like, I remind you, you're this close because I allow you to be. Are you finished? And Destro's like, yes. Good. All right. Cobra Commander is much better at keeping Destro in check, though. Destro is still, he's like, he's a warlord, but
Yeah, he's much more cunning.
Cobra Commander is a lot. I don't know. He seems a lot more. I wouldn't say logical, but very tempered in his actions.
Yeah, he's not the raving maniac we're used to seeing in the cartoon.
Yes, and he reaches into his pocket and he pulls out that round piece, and it starts changing. It looks like a cog. It transforms into what looks like a cog or the inside of a dark matrix or something.
Yeah, I think it might be a transformation cog.
It looks like it could be Megatron's transformation cog, and he like Destro's holding it's like another weapon. He's like, no, dude, okay, you're really. There's so much more to this than just another weapon. And perhaps it's time you knew what was really going on, Destro. He shows him an image of Megatron chained up, and it's in talk he's trying to say, like, look, about this war that's coming and the war that's already here. I'm gonna start explaining to you what's really going on. So that's kind of nice.
He's gonna drop some heavy truth on him.
He's gonna let Destro know that he's not as smart as he thinks he is. He
Yeah.
he's he Destro's a great thug and a warlord. He's great to have for his weaponry and his influence and his money. But Cobra Commander's like, I'm smarter than you, and you're gonna find out why. Cobra Commander's almost coming across as a Megatron.
Yeah.
He really much it is like a very tempered Megatron. It's nice. And
He's a little scarier
he's
than
a
the
lot
Cobra
scarier.
Commander we're used to.
Oh, he's a lot scarier. Man, I
Yeah.
would be afraid of this Cobra Commander. He did not flinch. He did not freak out. He was like, I got everything under control. And Duke's being like shot up and beat up. And we're back at the headquarters here for the Joes
Yeah,
and
the pit. Is it
the
the pit?
pit.
Yeah. And Cobra and them were in Springfield.
Yes,
Yeah.
they're in Springfield. That's in Springfield, Missouri. I'm trying to think, is that Illinois?
It's any Springfield. That's not Springfield. Every state has a Springfield.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So,
We learned that from The
Cobra's
Simpsons.
everywhere, man.
People are saying we lost, and like, you survived. It's Duke and Hawk talking. We lost. No, you survived. Not everyone did, sir. Well, welcome to the war, Duke. You know this. It's Colonel Hawk. He Duke is kind of saying, like, look, I you told me to look at these people's individuals, and I finally did. We all kept each other alive. We all did what we could to, and we took a lot of beating, but we're a good team, and we just need a little more training, a little more a little more experience, and we'll be great. There's this weird dynamic with Clutch and Baroness. I don't know if there's like a foreshadowing or something. Like Clutch is back in his Joe uniform, and he's talking about how much the Cobra Sub itched,
Yeah.
and he was trying. He looks like he's getting ready to take off the road, and Baron says you're allowed to leave the pit. And Clutch is like, man, look, I was undercover for a while. I got to get out of here for a little while, and he jumps in a Jeep and takes off, and he looks happy, like he's just running like down the roads. And unfortunately, we see a little thing about Clutch has got something in his bag that has a Cobra symbol on it. Don't know what that is exactly. It looks like almost like a grenade, but I don't know.
Yeah, grenade, or it looks similar to the cog that Commander
Yeah,
had.
it does
Yeah.
actually. Maybe pulled out of the HISS tank or something.
Right?
And then we have a splash of different panels on the screen. He's like out in the desert driving. He's enjoying himself, and you start hearing the onomatopoeia, the ki ko ko ka ki. Yeah, we know what's happening. And there
Yeah.
is Hound
Yep.
standing over Clutch. And Clutch is like, oh boy. And he looks mad. Hound looks really mad.
Yeah, or at least intimidating. Yeah,
Yeah, yeah.
he's got his tough guy face on.
He's usually the nice guy. So yeah, it's kind of cool to see all that. It's kind of nice to see Hound just, not he's being threatening. I almost wonder if he was just trying to make sure that Clutch is on the up and up. I don't know. But it's kind of telling that Hound is hanging out there in the pit with the Joes.
Right.
Almost like he's
I wonder how
undercover.
long has he been there?
Yeah, exactly. Is he like that one the one story we had where Hound was being given to the guy at the oil field?
That's what I thought of too from the storybook. And it, I mean, where did Hound come from? We're gonna get all these stories because we
Yeah.
haven't seen Hound yet, correct? I
No,
mean,
we haven't.
yeah, okay. That's what I'm trying to remember. Like, I don't recall seeing Hound in any of the previous
Nope.
comics.
Not at all. But that's the issue number six, man. There's a lot going on.
There is.
I love this Cobra Commander. They've made use of their Energon weapons. Cobra Commander obviously has an Energon weapon on hand. So in hand, I should say in hand. So I want to see, this is another way for them to build this Energon universe together. I really like seeing it.
Yeah. Now, like I said, I like the way they're doing like the season one and two G.I. Joe and Transformers on Earth, but in Void Rivals, they're doing all the season three stuff. We've got Quintessons, we got a Hot Rod and Springer,
Skeksoid.
you know. Yeah, Skeksoid.
I love it, man. His face on the preview for issue number 19.
Yeah.
Ah, man, love that guy. Him and taking care of his wife and kids.
Right?
So,
And I mean, it makes sense because really all the stuff that was going on in season three
yeah.
was really just going on in space without the Transformers present because they were busy on Earth fighting.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're getting
Ah.
that view.
I love that. And the Cobra Law, of course, in their ship in space. Everything's about to come to a head because we of all the things we learned in Void Rivals number 18.
Oh,
So
yeah. Well, and the cover for Void Rivals 19, Skuggsoid looks a lot like a snake.
he does. I was gonna
He
say
looks.
his fangs are very he usually looks more pig-like. He looks very snake-like here.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a reason for that.
Yeah, I've never thought of him like as more snake-like. I mean, he has scales and stuff, but yeah, it was always the little pig nose that
Yeah,
you
yeah,
focused on.
yeah. So that's kind of interesting. I wonder if that plays into this at all. So,
Yeah, cut off his head and it's still alive kind of thing. I
maybe
keep
Cobra Law got
waiting
to him.
for the Baroness to turn.
I know she seems to be all in, but I
I
don't
thought the
know.
brain bomb was gonna get her, and like that's how she
Yeah.
was turning. Like I keep trying to guess ahead, like how's it gonna happen?
Well, like issue five, she kept saying stuff, and like Destro kept looking at her like, yeah, all right. So yeah, I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, apparently there's a spoiler cover. Like was it? There's a spoiler cover for this issue of G.I. Joe that has Hound on it.
Oh really? That's too
Yeah,
bad.
cover F. It's a
There's a
good looking
great
cover though.
May 3rd, they have a Energon Universe number one book coming out that has It has the Quintesson Judge on the front. It has Clutch and I guess Hound, and it has Jazz and the Chardicons around him. It, like Jazz on a piano. Like it's a great looking cover. So
They
I
do a
guess
good job on all these.
oh, they do. May 3rd apparently that's going to be out. So look out for that, kids, this week. That should be out. I guess on Tuesday of next week. Yeah, I think so.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday? Usually Wednesday is comic book day. Let's see.
Tuesday was mine.
Oh,
Usually,
really?
yeah,
Lucky duck.
that's right.
Yeah, well, maybe we should do another little spoiler episode on that.
That would be awesome.
It would be.
I'm gonna end this here because I got something to do. Oops, let me turn off the music here. I got
Gotta see
something
a
to
man about
do.
a horse.
A big horse.
Big old horse.
Anyways, guys, sorry about last week. We may get something out this week, and we're gonna get back on track. So thanks for being here and checking us out and listening to this really short episode. But I mean, it was a fast issue, the comic. It was fantastic.
And did you replace Action Master Snarl with Stepper over there?
It only took you 3 weeks to realize.
Really? Has it been 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's right.
I guess I need to step up my game.
I'm sorry, Snarl. He didn't notice. I did, though.
Because
So
you did
played with your ability to
it.
understand.
See? See how you are?
I am that way. All right, y'all. Have a great week. Thanks for being here. Give us a follow, give us a like, give us a review, and more things coming up very soon. Talk to you later.
Bye.
More Than Meets Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the Excellent Underground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the Excellent Underground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.